All right, get ready to dive into the world of UK music festivals with this wild memoir we're looking at, What Happened at the Festival by Orion Windsor.
I love this book.
Have you ever been to a UK music festival?
I haven't personally, but just reading this like makes me feel like I'm right there in the thick of it.
Yeah.
You know, mud, music, mayhem.
Definitely mayhem from the sounds of it. So we've got excerpts from the book.
Oh, good.
And it's all about this festival called Back Two Festival, which is a celebration of like 80s and 90s
The
music.
nostalgia factor alone.
Oh, I know, right?
That would be amazing.
I would be like in my element,
Instantly.
like rewinding back to like my youth.
Absolutely.
But what I love is that Orion focuses on the people, not just the music.
Yes. And he's got such a cast of characters.
Yep. Tell me about it. It's like he's gathered every festival stereotype, cranked it up to 11.
Exactly.
And unleash them on this unsuspecting festival.
Okay, so first up, we've got Allie, who's like the human embodiment of a party.
Oh no, I know the type.
Right. Always making friends, always up for anything.
The life of the party, always.
Oh, for sure.
Then there's Darren, the
Okay.
planner, you know?
Oh, bless his heart. Trying to impose order on the chaos of a festival, I can already tell it's not going to go well.
Oh, it's a recipe for disaster, but an entertaining one, I'm sure.
Oh, absolutely. And then you've got the opposite end of the spectrum with Simon,
Okay.
the chill one, you know, just goes with the flow.
He's there for the vibes.
Exactly. Probably packed like an industrial-sized bag of trail mix.
Definitely. And then there's Kieran, who sounds like he approaches festival going like a military operation.
I was just thinking that.
Like color-coded spreadsheets, the whole nine yards.
Oh, I bet he's got a checklist for his checklist.
Absolutely. But every group needs a Kieran, right?
You're right. Someone needs to keep everyone on track, or at least try to.
Exactly. But it wouldn't be a proper festival crew without a heart, right?
Absolutely not.
I see
And that's
that.
where Kelly and Kyrie come in.
Oh, I love them already.
Right. Always looking out for everyone, making sure everyone's having a good time, staying safe.
Yeah. The festival moms, we all need those.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Then there's Josh, our resident eco warrior.
Okay, what's his deal? Is he like super serious about it or is he like fun-loving too?
Oh, he's all about finding creative ways to be sustainable.
I like it.
Like turning trash into art, you know, that kind of thing.
Oh, very cool. So he's like leading by example, not just preaching.
Exactly. And then, of course, we have Nat and Leah,
Oh, tell me more.
the inseparable duo, always up for an adventure, always the last one standing at the end of the night.
Oh, they sound like my kind of people.
Definitely. And last but definitely not least,
Okay, hit me.
we have Daz
That's
and
Daz.
his legendary van.
The legendary van. Okay, tell me everything.
It's like a character in itself.
Yeah.
Orion describes it as a mobile festival palace.
I can't even imagine. This is amazing. What's in it?
Well, we hear about a giant Swiss Army knife.
Yeah.
You know, got to be prepared, and a secret compartment full of glow sticks.
This sounds incredible. This van needs its own spin-off memoir.
Right, I know. This is just the tip of the iceberg, though.
So we've got our crew, we've got the van. Where does the mayhem begin? Okay, so Allie's got his hands on Daz's speaker. That sounds ominous. Where does Orion take us from there?
Well, it wouldn't be a festival without a little friendly competition.
Oh, here we go. What kind of competition are we talking about? A hot dog eating contest, a beer pong tournament, a synchronized air guitar battle.
In chapter 11, it's all about Allie, but in the best way possible.
Yeah.
Think a break dancing battle.
Of course, it had to happen. Allie wouldn't be Allie without a dance floor showdown.
Right. And Orion describes it perfectly. He calls Allie's moves a blend of breakdancing and, get this, interpretive chaos.
That sounds about right. So, did he win? Please tell me he won.
He did. Allie, against all odds, wins the breakdancing battle.
I love it. I bet his victory dance was something to behold. What did he win? Backstage passes, free drinks for life.
Close. He won something even more valuable at a festival, a meal voucher.
Only Allie. Trading dance moves for sustenance, that's the mark of a true festival pro. But I bet he shared his winnings with the crew, right?
Of course. Allie might be a bit of a wild card, but he's also incredibly generous, especially when it comes to food. And speaking of generosity, in chapter 12, things take a hilarious turn. Simon, our resident chill seeker, tries to create a little slice of peace amidst the festival madness.
Oh, I love it. Simon's chill zone. I can already picture it. Blankets, pillows, maybe a little incense burning. What could go wrong?
Famous last words. You see, Allie, Nat, and Leah have a slightly different idea of relaxation. They stumble upon Simon's oasis of calm, and, well, let's just say a pillow fight of epic proportions ensues.
Oh, no. Poor Simon. His dreams of tranquility dashed to pieces by a flurry of feathers and foam.
Exactly. But here's the thing about Simon. He knows when to embrace the chaos. Eventually, he puts down the meditation app and joins in the fun.
I love that. It's a good reminder that sometimes the best way to deal with a pillow fight is to surrender and grab a cushion. So tell me, where does Orion take us next? What other adventures await this crew?
Fast forward to chapter 13, because it's about to get real. Picture this. The final headliner is about to take the stage, you know, the one they've all been waiting for.
Yeah.
But in true festival fashion, the group is scattered.
Oh no, the final countdown, the pressure is on, I can already feel the tension. How do they manage to find each other in that massive crowd?
This is Kieran's time to shine. Remember his color-coded spreadsheets and strategic mind?
Oh, I see where this is going. Kieran, the unlikely hero, leading the charge with his festival battle plan.
You got it. He turns into a drill sergeant, barking out directions, consulting his trusty festival map, navigating the crowd like a seasoned pro.
This is amazing. It's like a real-life obstacle course with a killer soundtrack. Do they make it in time for the headliner?
It's a close call, but thanks to Kieran's leadership and maybe a little bit of festival luck, they make it just in time to witness the epic finale.
I bet that was a moment. Standing there together after all that, feeling the music, the energy of the crowd. It's what festivals are all about, right? Those shared experiences, the triumphs against all odds. It sounds like Orion captures that perfectly. What else can you tell us about this amazing book?
Okay, so we left off with Kieran, our unexpected hero, leading the gang through a sea of festival goers to catch their favorite band. It sounds like Orion has a knack for finding those heartwarming moments amidst the chaos. What other gems did you uncover in the final chapters?
Well, chapter 15 kicks off with a little mystery. The group is back at the campsite, waiting for Nat and Leah to return from a snack run. But as the sun starts to set, they realize something is not quite right.
Oh no, don't tell me. Nat and Leah, the adventurous duo, they're missing in action. I can only imagine the panic setting in. It's a full-blown search party. Darren's trying to retrace their steps, Kieran's channeling his inner Sherlock Holmes, and everyone's running on fumes and festival food.
I can practically feel the tension. Did they find them? What happened?
Leave it to Nat and Leah to turn a snack run into an impromptu adventure. They stumbled upon a group of people organizing a spontaneous parade through the festival grounds.
Of course they did. Those two are like magnets for anything fun and spontaneous.
Exactly. And true to form, by the time the rest of the group catches up with them, Nat and Leah are leading the parade, dressed to the nines, having the time of their lives.
Only Nat and Leah. It sounds like they brought a little extra sparkle to that festival. So what's next for this crew?
Well, as much as we'd love to say it's smooth sailing from here, this is a festival after all, and things rarely go according to plan. In chapter 16, it's costume night, and this group takes it to a whole other level. Think neon wigs, glow sticks galore, and enough glitter to make a disco ball blush.
Oh, I bet Daz Van transformed into a mobile costume emporium for the occasion.
You know it. But amidst all the excitement, disaster strikes. Picture this. They're on their way to the main stage for the costume contest when the heavens open and a torrential downpour begins.
Oh no, the dreaded festival downpour. I've been there, mud, mayhem, and mascara running down your face. Not a good look.
Right. But this group, they know how to handle a little adversity. Yeah. Instead of panicking, they embrace the rain, turning the whole thing into a giant dance party. Mud splattered, soaked to the bone, but having the time of their lives.
That's the spirit. Turning a soggy situation into an unforgettable memory. It sounds like Orion captured the true essence of festival life in those pages. The highs, the lows, and the moments that take you by surprise. So, how does it all end?
Well, after the rain comes the sunshine, right? The final chapters are bittersweet, a mix of packing up tents, reminiscing about the incredible moments, and that familiar ache is saying goodbye to something special.
It's that bittersweet feeling you get at the end of every festival, isn't it? That sense of connection, the memories made, and that longing to hold onto that feeling just a little bit longer.
Exactly. Orion doesn't shy away from those emotions.
No.
He leaves us with a sense of gratitude, a reminder to cherish the moments, big and small, that make life and festivals so incredibly special.
I love that. It's a perfect note to end on, really. So for anyone listening who's ever experienced the magic of a music festival, the camaraderie, the spontaneity, the sheer joy of being surrounded by like-minded souls, Orion Windsor's What Happened at the Festival is a must-read. It's a hilarious and heartwarming reminder to embrace the unexpected, dance like nobody's watching, and cherish those moments that make life a little bit brighter.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
And that's a wrap on another deep dive. We'll be back next week with another fascinating book and a whole new set of adventures. Until then, happy reading.